the troubled king of toys. In 1960, the Saturday Evening Post dubbed Marvin Glass the troubled king of toys. He was, without question, the reigning genius in an immensely lucrative industry that he helped create. At that time, the toy industry raked in almost $2 billion a year. It was a savagely competitive jungle where only the fittest survived. The most knowledgeable combatants on this creative battlefield agreed on one thing: Marvin Glass, a 45-year-old Chicagoan who measured 5 feet 5 inches, weighed 127 pounds, and slumped through life with the pained expression of a depressed dachshund, was the most important and prolific independent designer and idea man in the field. It was midwinter when I received my first call from Mr. Glass. I'd heard the name before, but as in the case with many potential new clients, I knew nothing of his business. Within a few hours, I was anxiously plowing through 4 inches of snow on my way to learn, among other things, that the Glass office and his apartment were located in a sleazy downtown hotel at the corner of Ohio and Rush Streets. Before gaining entry to the office, I was carefully scrutinized through a small peephole in a steel door. Once inside, I was ushered through 3 more doors, each of which was locked. I felt like I was entering Fort Knox. I remember Mr. Glass being courteous but subdued at that first meeting. We sat for hours, discussing the toy industry and his role in it. It was quickly obvious his lack of national recognition outside his field bothered him. He was almost sad in describing his feelings and wondered if I could help change this apparent lack of respect. Though I was at least 15 years his junior, we talked philosophically that day about his life and goals. I had been told Glass was brilliant, but was also very dogmatic and at times could even be a tyrant. I quickly came to the conclusion we would have difficulty working together because he was used to an entire staff of yes men. I felt I was the antithesis of that. I told him so, and that was the first time I saw him smile. He said being told that he was wrong might be a welcome change. Without either of us realizing it, we left that meeting and began what would be an 18-year business relationship. But this wasn't a typical business relationship. After all, this was the king of toys. In fact, Marvin must have fired me 15 times. I resigned the account at least that many times. From beginning to end, it was a wild roller coaster ride. Though we often disagreed, nothing ever weakened the deep respect we held for each other.